Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Anthony with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, notorious Southwest Brisbane mental health facility, Wollaston Park, has been revealed to have had a history of patient abuse from 1950 through to 1990 that included patient deaths. Survivors and their families are petitioning for a ban on the public disclosure of health records to be overturned so that those who suffered abuse may be identified. Former patient Barbara Smith has been tending to over 200 unmarked headstones at Goodna Cemetery belonging to victims of the abuse at the facility, and has said she wants a name for each headstone.
Rural communities in southeast Queensland are fighting for transparency and control of the state's $1 billion fire and eradication program. Various residents and farmers have reported deaths, especially in smaller livestock and even household pets. Toxicology reports produced by the University of Queensland have been supported by other individual findings produced by effects of animals that passed away and were suspected to have been poisoned.
In national news, Anthony Albanese has made it clear that there will not be a public holiday this year after Australia's success at the Olympics. After the Australian team garnered the highest gold medal tally in the country's history, some residents and competitors ascertained that the Prime Minister would announce a public holiday to commemorate the achievement. Although Anthony Albanese did describe the success as having brought joy and excitement to all Australians, he commented that a person's days off should be discussed with their management as opposed to their government.
The Victorian government has started to launch a program to plant 16 million trees in Gippsland soil over the next decade. An earlier agreement between the government and private company Hancock Victorian Plantations would see an extra 140,000 hectares of sawtwood grown. A Victorian government spokesperson said the initiative would boost timber supplies to build future homes, produce sustainable paper products, and offer regional job opportunities.
In international news, Qantas's direct service between Perth and London will be rerouted through Singapore to avoid the increasing tension in the Middle East. The rising safety concern in the coming Iran and Lebanon attacks on Israel forced a minor change to the outbound flights, but the returning leg will remain unaffected. A Qantas spokesperson said that the adjustments on flight paths can be seen as a precaution.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy and may have a shower or two. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane and with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org/news.